Attorney Jordan Kushner is an activist and member of the National Lawyers Guild. As a member of the Guild, he has attended dozens of protests as an observer and participant. Kushner says police departments around the country have become more intimidating to protesters since Seattle. However, he says this kind of aggressive policing surfaced before the WTO protest.
In Minneapolis, the trend started prior to WTO. You saw a lot of excessive police tactics in connection with the Highway 55 protests that went on over a long period of time that preceded the WTO, and almost the year before that, they had an operation with about 800 police officers to raid an encampment and evict 36 squatters where they used all kinds of riot gear and chemical irritants and other sorts of excessive force.
Kushner says since then, there's been a disturbing trend in how protesters are perceived.
There's no question that the trend is that the police are becoming bolder and bolder and ignoring people's free speech rights. They've been using what we really are propagandistic portrayals of the protesters in the media as an excuse to take away people's freedoms who come out to protest.
Hubert Williams is the president of the Washington, D.C.-based Police Foundation and the former director of the Newark, New Jersey Police Department. He says since Seattle, the police are engaging in tactics that will help them learn more about their adversaries.
One of the things you can say that the police have been doing is that they've been learning from their experiences, and they've been collecting better intelligence and information on the people that are involved in the demonstrations so that they have more of a sense of perspective.
If intelligence gathering sounds like something the Army does at wartime, Williams says that's no coincidence. He says the police have become more like the military in terms of the equipment and tactics they use. The other key to avoiding volatile situations with protesters, says Williams, is to use appropriate force and only when absolutely necessary.
The most important thing for the police is to anchor their practices, their policies, and their principles in democratic values and standards. And I would think that the demonstrators would agree with that point of view. And it does not mean that the police are not going to be aggressive. It means that they're going to weigh the use of their resources, the use of force, and so it's equitable balance and consistent with the law, and used as a minimal only to the extent necessary to address a particular type of problem.
The Police Foundation conducted an investigation into the Los Angeles Police Department's preparedness for the rioting which occurred there after the 1992 Rodney King trial. Williams led the investigation and determined that the LAPD lacked a stable relationship with members of the community. Minneapolis Mayor Sharon Sells-Belton doesn't see a repeat of Seattle or Los Angeles happening this weekend. She says the goal of police officers is to protect the lives of people and property.
One of the things I just want to affirm is that the Minneapolis Police Department will not at all, during the course of their duties to protect lives and property, violate the civil rights of the protesters, nor will they violate the civil rights of individual citizens that are in our city.
Members of the National Lawyers Guild will be present over the next several days to observe the actions of both police and protesters during the conference. I'm Brant Williams, Minnesota Public Radio.